This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday, Michael and Dean.
Beautifully, didn't
it? It really did. Unbelievable. You're not very loud, eh? What's going on?
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. Oh my gosh, I'll carry on regardless. We've got a guest in, and this young lady is doing her show as part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Ooh.
She's super lovely, and she's obviously super talented. Otherwise, she wouldn't be bloody well doing it. ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Willow Sizer. Hello there. You well?
I'm so well.
You look well. Gosh, you're gorgeous. But I want to know, obviously I want to know, the show's called Put the Blame on MAME. Give us a bit of info about you, because you are finishing at VCA.
Yes, I'm finishing. This is my last year in music theatre at the VCA, so obviously singing is a big deal. So
yes.
Obviously Cabaret Festival was the way to go. Yeah.
And I went and watched, with a heap of others, we went and watched, was it your final year performance then, the other night that we went to? Is that what the name of that is called?
Yes, A Company.
Right.
Yes, and this is its closing night, so I'll be running off there right after this.
But what you did the other night, your cabaret, is that your final sort of, you know, performance that you do for the year?
No. My cabaret, I'm doing it outside of school, so it's a lot of extra stuff, yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. I went and watched you the other day. That was at VCA, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's your last year. That's your final performance for there. But obviously you're doing this, you know.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
And so it's all on the, your actual dates for your shows are the 24th, 25th, which is this Saturday. My word. And, do you get nervous?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
But you're sort of learning to cope with the nerves by sort of channeling to what you're doing, I guess.
Yes, yes. It makes me stronger, hopefully. We'll see on opening night.
And what sort of music is Put the Blame on MAME? What has that sort of got in it?
Oh, it's a bunch of great jazz standards from the 40s sung by all of the famous women, Rita Hayworth, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Russell.
And for a young lady like yourself, then, what makes you appreciate that music and that era more than any other sort of era?
I distinctly remember the first time I saw every one of these women and how much they changed me as a performer. And then, you know, learning how much the world loves them still, like I thought, let's all get into a room and celebrate that.
Yeah, and it's obviously, you're right, that's incredible that from performers from that many years ago that still have that longevity, there are still people that watch those movies, still people that perform them in cabaret and things like that. So they've got to be good. There's got to be a reason that they've stuck around, isn't
there? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's great that you can take all that music that has inspired you and put that into a show.
Absolutely.
You can get tickets for Put the Blame on MAME with Willow through chapeloftchapel.com.au. As we mentioned, it's part of the Cabaret Festival. Listen, there's no way we're getting you all the way in here and not getting you to do a number.
Oh, I see.
What is this song you're about to perform for us?
I'm about to perform Put the Blame on MAME.
Well, we're ready, aren't we, Dean?
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
When they had the earthquake in San Francisco back in 1906, they say that old Mother Nature was up to her old tricks. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on MAME, boys. Blame on MAME. One night she started to shim and shake, and that brought on the Frisco quake. So you can put the blame on MAME, boys. Put the blame on MAME. They once had a shooting up in the Klondike when they got Dan Boog Folks were putting the blame on a lady known as Lou. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame. Mame did a dance called the Hitchiku. That's the thing that slew McGrew. So you can put the blame on Mame, boys. Put the blame on Mame.
Wow. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
So you're excited for this weekend?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's my debut.
It must be great to debut part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Yes, but also so petrifying as well.
Well, you're in very good company with the Cabaret Festival this year. It's a fantastic program, and it may be terrifying, but you've still got to dive in there and give it your all, haven't you?
I'm going to dive right on in there. I have no choice now.
That's right. You can catch Willow's debut this weekend at Chapel Off Chapel. It's Put the Blame on Mame. It's happening at 5 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, and you can get tickets by the Melbourne Cabaret Festival website. I look forward to seeing it and finding out what all this music is about. Thank you for coming on and joining us.
Thank you
for having us sing, and good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.